Good afternoon. It's great to see you and welcome to the Car Sim and Race Driver Show. And this is a headline special. That's right. It's all the latest Formula One updates and news from the world of motorsport. Now, Andrew Marr and myself will be doing commentary from one of the Formula One virtual races. Now, we're yet to see what track it's on because it hasn't quite yet come through on YouTube. But we'll be doing our commentary tomorrow from 6 o'clock, that's Sunday night, and we're live from 6 o'clock. We will be certainly on Podbean and possibly on YouTube as well. We're yet to confirm it all. We did do it on Thursday night, and actually it went quite well, but we'll certainly be on Podbean, so I'll make sure that I put a link in the description, and also if we are going to be on YouTube as well, then you'll get a reminder because it will come through to all our subscribers and people who like to watch us. Now, you will have seen the headline that in Formula One, Silverstone, it's just been announced, is to get two Grand Prix. So it's going to be a British Grand Prix double. Now, of course, you're not allowed to go and watch it live. It's going to be done behind closed doors. But it has initially been basically sorted out with Liberty. The two commercial entities have been in talks, and this is what they've come up with. Originally, the races are to take place on the 26th of July and the 2nd of August, leaving the original British Grand Prix date of the 19th of July as a free weekend, and that will create a gap between the events in Austria, which are yet to be confirmed by Formula One officials. Now, at the moment, it's provisional and it's still pending, but hopefully it will get the go-ahead after Boris Johnson recently announced a 14-day quarantine for overseas visitors. They've got to allow enough time between the races to make sure that all the staff and all the Formula One circus can be tested and make sure that they're all absolutely fine to make it all work. But what about that? Two Grand Prix at Silverstone. I think that is absolutely fantastic, and I simply can't wait to get things started. Now, there's been quite a lot of other news as well. Obviously, with the fact Vettel's leaving Ferrari and where is he going to go to, there were potentially rumours that Vettel might even go to Mercedes, but I'm not sure how that's going to happen. And of course, there's a space at Renault now that Ricciardo has left to go to McLaren, and of course, Sainz is off to take Vettel's seat at Ferrari. And speculation has seen that potentially Alonso might just take that seat at Renault. But we'll have to see what happens. So I'm sure it will be really good and interesting to see. Remember, we've got our race tomorrow as well. I'm doing the moderating for, in terms of the chat, on Josh Martin, a double guest, double time guest on the Car Sim and Race Driver Show. And he'll be driving for Bentley in the SRO Esports Championship in the Silver Series. So that will be a great race to watch, and that's on tomorrow from 2:15, that's Sunday afternoon, the 17th of May. So make sure you join us in for that. That should be great fun. I'll leave the description for Josh Martin's link in there for his Twitch page as well, if you want to watch it live on that. But that's all from now, from the Car Sim and Race Driver Show. Drive fast and try not to crash. Bye just now.